more than just car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For Republicans, the start of the 112th Congress on Wednesday will mark the opening of a new chapter for our country and our party. We're keenly aware that the American people are relying on us to change business as usual in Washington, and we're well positioned to do just that. In the House, 87 new Republican members are set to make John Boehner the next speaker, putting Republicans in charge of the chamber. And in the Senate, 13 new Republican senators will give us greater say in the Democrat-controlled Senate. The American people sent us to Congress with clear instructions. Make government smaller, not bigger, and stop spending money we don't have on programs that aren't working.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air. Doug Steffen here with a review of what's going on as the 112th Congress gets set to convene. You just heard Senator-elect Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire. She says the goal for the new Congress ought to be to reduce the size of government. You agree with that? 800-510-8255 will be the way you can express yourself later on in the hour. Congress convenes again this week. First on the agenda may be the debt ceiling and health care. According to one report, Republicans plan to try to repeal the health care law almost immediately after taking control of the House, setting the stage for an early confrontation with President Obama. MSNBC's Joe Scarborough, Chuck Todd, and Major Garrett discuss what's on the agenda for the 112th Congress.
Do you expect the battle over, because we're talking about health care and all these other side battles, do you suspect in the end the real war is going to be waged over cutting spending?
Well, it should be the big battle, but I have to say this, Joe. I am curious to see do Republicans want the first impression they give this month be about fights in the past? You know, is the first 25 days of the Republicans being in charge of the House going to be about which investigations are they going to launch and the attempt to repeal health care, essentially looking backwards? Or are they going to be spending more time talking about, okay, we got to go after government spending here, got to go after it there? And I think that based on the headlines this morning for what some of the news that the members made yesterday, they look like they're looking backwards. And you do wonder, what is the middle going to see out of that? But as for the big battle, the debt ceiling, I don't think it's going to be the battle everybody thinks it is, because have you noticed all of the rhetoric has come with caveats, even from the Michelle Bachmans of the world? You know, it's always, as of right now, I can't support. You know, I want to make sure there's something there. You know, we're not going to see the first big showdown, I think, in March. It may be after a continuing resolution, for instance, and maybe it'll be later in the summer or in the fall, depending on what the economic situation is.
Let's bring Major Garrett back in. Major, you think it is going to be a big issue. Why?
Well, it's a big issue because it needs to happen, and it will be the first test. And Speaker Designate John Boehner said this in the New Yorker. This is going to be the first adult moment for the new House Republican majority. And I can tell you, at two orientation conferences, one here in Washington, the Heritage Foundation, attended only by incoming Republicans, and one at Harvard, attended by incoming Republicans and Democrats, those Republicans who attended both of them during December and November talked almost exclusively about the debt ceiling vote. Even when the topic was about something else, they constantly revisited, why do we have to do it? What are the economic implications? What's the timing of it? There's tremendous curiosity and some embedded degree of skepticism that this needs to be done. So John Boehner and his leadership team are going to have to coach and train and educate all these House Republicans about the need to do this. And I think Chuck is probably right that this is not going to be in a huge showdown moment, but I think what incoming House Republicans are going to do with this debt ceiling vote is use it as leverage to have an early attempt to reduce federal discretionary spending, meaning cut the Obama spending on the discretionary side of government. That doesn't mean right. Entitlements, not Social Security, not Medicare, and use that as a precursor to the debt ceiling vote.
The countdown continues with Fox host Bill Hemmer. Here he speaks with incoming Republican Representative Mike Kelly. Kelly says his main goal is to get Congress to rein in spending. I guess that's pretty much what all of us are thinking about, isn't it?
You were a defensive end at Notre Dame a few decades ago. Was that good training for what's going to happen in Washington?
I think, compared to being there in 1966 when our national championship team, this will be a walk in the park.
Well, we'll see. A Democrat, yeah. You heard what Wasserman Schultz said. She came right at you. She said this campaign rhetoric that you were given yesterday. She said there isn't any there, and she said, I haven't heard any concrete proposals.
Right,
give us one.
Right.
Or two.
All right. Listen, you know where I come from. I'm an automobile dealer, and I'm pretty much just like Mr. Everybody. The only difference between me and all the folks that are back here in my district is I was on the ballot and I got elected. So, my perspective is a lot different. Well, it's different. When you've got to sign the front half of a check and not the back half of a check, when you actually have to worry about putting the money in the bank before you can take it out, as opposed to spending other people's money, I think, if we were more responsible in the past, we wouldn't be in this dilemma that we're in right now. So, hey, look, to me, it's simple math. You can't spend more than you make. You can't eat more than you kill. If you do, you're in trouble. So we're in a real situation right now, and it's not going to get better. And we have to be very honest with the American people. And listen. This is the toughest country in the world. We've been through tougher things than this. We just have to be honest with each other. And to keep saying, hey, things are going to be all right, we'll spend our way out of this, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Let's
we're going to get to work. We're going to get it fixed.
About a couple of facts that are on the table. Sure. Will you vote against raising the debt ceiling?
Do you know what? Unless I can see something substantive taking place, I mean, this rhetoric, and it's not campaign rhetoric for me, believe it. I've been in situations where I've been on the edge of the abyss and looked in and there's nothing there but darkness. We're there now. If we don't make serious cuts, and I'm not talking about this little penny-ante stuff. I'm talking about making serious cuts to spending that we don't need. Now, I know we're tied into some things, but so when it comes to raising the debt ceiling, can you imagine? I mean, I've got credit cards, so do you. Can you imagine calling the bank and say, listen, I know I'm maxed out and I won't be able to ever pay you back, but I'm going to go ahead, raise the ceiling for me. They'd say, here's what you do. Cut the card in half, send it back. We've got to get really serious. They talk about an adult conversation. It's got to be more than an adult conversation. We've got to get serious as a people and say, you know what? We're going to go on a really severe austerity program. We have got to get ourselves back in shape. Not fair to anybody coming down the road as to what we've done.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I made the switch and saved it ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a connection at 800-510-8255, eager to show who's now in charge. The House's new Republican majority plans to vote to repeal the president's landmark health care overhaul. Smart move on their part or not? Here's Talk host John Gambling speaking with Congressman Bill Pascrell. says the danger of a new incoming freshman class, they tend to overreach, just like the president did when he was a freshman in the president's office.
Let's talk about what the agenda that the Republicans have put forth here in the early stages of the new Congress. Repeal Obama health care. What do you think the chances of that are?
Just today, one of the major points of the health care bill, the act, has gone into effect, and that is that the health insurance companies have to put more money into health care rather than simply filling their pockets with profit. I think it has been absolutely disgraceful what has happened over the last 15 years in terms of that issue. So dealing with health care, repealing health care, is going to be smack up against the good things that are happening in the health care bill. People like the idea that they can't be dropped as soon as an illness occurs. They like the idea that they can't be prevented from getting health insurance because of a pre-existing condition. And people like it that somebody's going to finally oversee some form of health insurance, even though states are the primary overseers. So that's going to be interesting to watch that dynamic. You know, folks are coming in. Look, there's 94 new House members, 94 freshmen. The freshman class is going to account for a little bit more than 20%. In fact, I think it's 22% of the total House membership. And when I look at the experience that these 94 new freshmen have had in terms of local government, I shudder at the thought of what's going to happen, because there's only, of this new class, there's only been 5% were mayors and a little bit more than 5% were council members. And, that leaves a lot to be desired.
You know,
there's only 32 local officials in the entire Congress prior to this election in November. And Joe, I personally believe that the major danger of a new class, go back to the change you had in the early 90s with the Gingrich quote-unquote revolution. You tend to overreach. You tend to be a true believer. This is true whether you're Democrats or Republicans, by the way, whoever takes over. You got to be in touch with the people. You cannot be talking about everything esoterically or philosophically. Otherwise, you become another reality TV show.
All right, let's see. Talk host from the radio world, Jimmy Barrett, speaking with Paul Bedard. Bedard is from U.S. News and World Report. The polls show that most Americans are very interested in seeing what this 112th Congress can accomplish in terms of cutting spending and the health care bill.
The president has made some New Year's resolutions. Is that right? Does he intend to keep any?
Well, you know, he's in a tough situation, let's face it. I mean, you know, he's got a Senate that he can't really control. He's got a House that, you know, wants to torpedo his agenda. He compromised a lot at the end, and that angered much of his base. So right now he's trying to figure out, what does he have to do to get people to like him again so that he can win re-election? I mean, obviously the first thing is to get jobs. But how does he get jobs? Does he spend money, like with the stimulus? That's not very popular. You know, the Republicans want to come back at it with, you know, lowering taxes and maybe getting, you know, on issues like building bridges and roads and rail, getting companies to kind of pony up a lot of fees. So, I mean, he's not in a good situation, although the polls are starting to show that, you know, maybe everybody doesn't hate him.
No, but here's what happens. People aren't going to like anybody in Washington unless they see some real changes. I think the incoming Congress is in at least as bad a position as the president is in right now, because they are expected to make some immediate changes.
People are more in tune, the polls show, than ever about what this Congress is going to do. Let's face it, everybody was listening to you and other talk shows, reading the press going into this election. They're tuned into what the candidates promised. The candidates are, you know, going crazy with their Facebook pages and their Twitter accounts to make sure people know what they're doing, because they realize the Republicans do. They've got basically a year and a half or 2 years to prove themselves.
Pure water.
What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
At council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this session, we're talking about the new Congress, which is convening this week. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention to the ideas. Some of it, the same old, full repeal of the health care bill is still a long shot. The House vote would be the first and easiest step, but House Republicans vow that they will follow up with dozens of attempts to hack away at what they call Obamacare. A lot of concern about the cost, certainly, and how it will impact you. From C-SPAN, host Greta Brawner, speaking with Politico's Glenn Thrush and Lisa Mascaro from Tribune Newspapers. They discuss the agenda as it appears at the moment, at least going into this week's first meeting of the 112th Congress.
Lisa, if I could just begin with you, and you could walk us through what to expect on Wednesday, opening day of this 112th Congress.
Right. Well, it's going to be a new era here in Washington, where we have, you know, a divided Congress for the first time under the Obama administration. So we've got this large Republican majority in the House, and a large number of newcomers who were voted in with support of the Tea Party. And so there will be, you know, this shift from what we've seen, obviously, in the Senate. We've got a much narrower Democratic majority, still have the Democrats in control of the Senate, but with a much smaller margin of a Democratic majority than they had. And so you're going to really see the House really taking the lead on a lot of legislation, sending legislation over to the Senate that then the Senate will have to really look at and decide whether there are opportunities for the Democratic Senate to work with the Republican-controlled House on some of these issues, or whether the Senate's just going to be this last line of defense for the Obama administration on proposals that Democrats can't live with. And so, you know, we will see, obviously, the opening on Wednesday, the pomp and circumstance of the new folks getting sworn in. As one of the papers reported today, you know, we've been hearing that incoming House Speaker John Boehner is not going to be having sort of the big parties and galas that we've seen in the past, wanting to have a much more austere sort of presentation of his rise to this position that he has long wanted. And from then, I think we're going to see them get down to work fairly quickly. We've seen a lot of talk over the weekend and in recent days, last week, even during the holiday season, of the agenda that the House Republicans want to launch real quickly here.
Yeah, and I want to begin with the repeal of that health care law. We heard Fred Upton on the Sunday show, Fox News Sunday yesterday, talking about repeal of it. Have you heard anything from the White House since then about his efforts?
I think they feel relatively confident that that is not going to happen. You know, and even in Upton's statement over the weekend, he said that he felt that that was he felt that there was more momentum for that than he had originally anticipated. But he also talked about the piecemeal approach, and I think Nancy Ann DeParle and others within the administration are really girding for that piecemeal approach. I mean, we're looking at this lawsuit down in Florida now that involves 20 state attorneys general and governors as well, that they view as a very significant threat. So I think while there is a concern that this issue could snowball and gain momentum on the Hill, I think the deeper concern is in the court of public opinion. I think the White House knows that they have to rebrand health care. They've completely lost the battle on this last year. They've got to sort of strip the Obamacare label or at least redefine it. And I think they're very significantly concerned about the legal issues brought up by these lawsuits.
So on the repeal of the health care law, Fred Upton said yesterday they want to have this symbolic vote before the State of the Union address. What are you hearing about timing of that? And then what he says, a piece-by-piece attempt to repeal it.
Yeah, well, you know, State of the Union is usually that last weekend in January. So I would imagine, you know, that if they are going to have that vote, it would be in the next several, you know, in the next couple weeks here. There's not much time between now and then.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on the new Congress. Let's get to Fox host Bill O'Reilly wondering out loud if the Republicans are doing the right thing by focusing on health care instead of the economy, or are the two intertwined in some way?
On Wednesday, a new Congress will be sworn in. Republicans will control the House of Representatives. That is not good news for President Obama. Some powerful Republicans say they will immediately try to repeal Obamacare.
It's part of our pledge. We said that we would bring up a vote to repeal health care early. That'll happen before the President's State of the Union address. If we pass this bill with a sizable vote, and I think that we will, it'll put enormous pressure on the Senate to do perhaps the same thing. But then, after that, we're going to go after this bill piece by piece.
Well, the Republicans should be careful. Above all, Americans want the economy fixed. They don't want partisan bickering. And while some parts of Obamacare are clearly not good for the folks, other parts are. The fact that insurance companies cannot throw you off the rolls if you get sick is a good thing. So the GOP should be targeted in any Obamacare rollback, carefully explaining their position and opposition to what's in play now and putting something better on the table. This is a classic political trap. Americans are obviously not happy with the Obama administration and the Democratic Congress. That's why the GOP won in November. But it is the economy, again, that is most important, and any deviation away from the economy is dangerous. Democrats are hoping the Republican House screws up big time, creating chaos and gridlock. There's no way Obamacare is going to be repealed. The president will simply veto that. And the Senate will never, ever override that veto. So why bother? Republicans would be smart if they take the most egregious parts of Obamacare and repeal them. Things like forcing us to buy health insurance. That's unconstitutional. Also, millions of Americans who will receive health care free should be required to pay the government back if they become more prosperous down the road. No more free rides. If the Republicans put forth that kind of legislation, they will prosper. But if it's opposed Obama all the time, the GOP will fail.
So, what's your pleasure on all this? 800-510-8255, Bill O'Reilly, and a thought that comes to mind. The economic influence of the health care, the negative economic influences of it, that which isn't funded, perhaps. Yeah, you pick it apart bit by bit, but work on debt reduction, job creation, fighting terrorism. That's what the Senate Republicans say that they want to get involved in. There are a lot of different things here. The Obamacare thing, as you listen to the GOP weekly address last weekend, the Republican-elect from New Hampshire, Kelly Ayotte, is, by the way, a Tea Party favorite, went to her job on the Republican wave of momentum in the victory that she had up there. She was against Representative Congressman Paul Hodes, who's a Democrat. She said her party will govern conservatively. What does that mean? Here are a couple of words from her session. Quote, the American people sent us to Congress with clear instructions, make government smaller, not bigger. She said that she and her colleagues will focus on cutting wasteful spending, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, and helping jumpstart the nation's struggling job market. She made no mention of the health care reform law at all. So the House got one idea, Senate another idea. What do you say to that? 800-510-8255. Our next act here is to get to your calls, and that happens in a moment on the countdown.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, 800-510-8255 gets us on the job. The essence of what you want the new Congress to do, whether it be the House or the Senate, relationship with President Obama, how much of an influence is the Tea Party, what's your concern? Mark is in Virginia, and let's find out what you want.
I'm just curious as to what their plans really are. I don't see anyone doing anything other than applying for a stalemate. Let me put it to you this way. I am not against President Obama. I'm not against Republicans. I'm not against Democrats. I'm an independent. I have my own mind, my own thoughts. But here's what's happening. We are setting ourselves up for a serious conflict of interest that will stall this country. I feel it coming, and I understand that it is coming. We're going to talk about reading the Constitution of the United States before we sign a bill or before we put a bill. Did we forget how to read the Constitution of the United States when we elected these people? The American people need to come back to the thinking that our Constitution is our set of laws. We need to come back to the idea that these things should have always been involved. And if the person who is representing you has not read the Constitution, that person shouldn't be representing you. Before anyone gets arrogant enough to try to start playing hardball with the U.S. Constitution, maybe they ought to read it and find out that the only things required by the U.S. Constitution are stated plainly and clearly, and this is what I believe. We will provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, not provide it, and secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. That's it. Everything else after that is simply the means by which we make the laws that help us provide that.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, Mark, but the rest, or not the rest, but too many people are on the side of entitlement. Let's have more of this. The government can pay for that. I don't have to, or I paid in long enough. You hear all these stories all the time from people who think that they ought to not have to worry about taking care of themselves, that the government is there to take care of you. So who's in charge? The House, the Senate, the Republicans, the Democrats, the President? 800-510-8255. Daryl is in New Jersey listening to WVNJ.
I actually think that the grown-ups in Congress are probably going to prevail, and that those who supported the Tea Party and have these dreams of, you know, government shutdowns and repealing of laws and killing the Department of Education, Social Security, Medicare, whatever else they are dreaming of, I think those people are going to be disappointed. And the other thing I want to say is this nonsense about reading the Constitution. I don't know if these people really understand that the laws in this country are not just the Constitution, that we have 200 years of jurisprudence. And, I mean, for example, you know, Social Security, right? Social Security was challenged, I think, in Helfring v. Davis and Stewart Machine v. Davis, and it was upheld as constitutional. And so if they want to read the Constitution and pretend that that is the limit of the law in this country, that's fine. But people ought to be aware of the fact that there's more to our law than just what's written in the Constitution. Providing for the welfare of this country means lots of things, and Congress has broad latitude in doing that. And so I think people just need to stop with all the fantasy and let the adults do the work in Congress and get things done for the American people.
Get it done. Let's go. 800-510-8255. Daryl, thank you for your input. I'm looking at some of this late analysis, if you will, of incoming Speaker John Boehner's work, his to-do list. He's made it no secret that he'd like to legislatively abolish parts of the health care law, not the whole thing. So the ones who are getting, I think maybe there's something to be said for what O'Reilly, usually pretty pithy with his remarks, don't kill the whole thing. Kill parts of it. For example, the measure that would require businesses to pay taxes on purchased goods valued over $600. So that's the 1099 forms. I mean, what, these people are nuts. Nobody's going to do that. Furthermore, a number of Republican state attorneys general filed suit against the section of the law that would require individuals and families to purchase health insurance starting in the year 2014. The incoming chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee says, his name is Fred Upton from Michigan, he felt confident the vote would scale back the new law. There are, remember, 242 Republicans, and so maybe that's how they move this stuff around, piece by piece, bit by bit. Focus on jobs. Michelle is in Florida. What are your concerns, ma'am?
Well, I'm going to watch all of Congress. I'm kind of concerned with what they're talking about with Social Security. Social Security was a policy that was established years ago in which the employee and employer paid a premium. It is not what all of Congress is trying to say, that they have paid for it. Actually, for years, there was a tremendous amount of money in that fund, which all congressmen, I don't care what party you were from, raided that fund so they didn't have to raise taxes. Now, a long time ago, about 10 years ago, Moynihan, a senator from the state of New York, created a trust fund for the Social Security Fund, which has some IOUs in it. I recommend that Congress, who raided the public, the people's pension plan, find a way to put the money back, even if they have to raid their own pension plan.
Well, that's a great idea. It would be wonderful if it could happen, ma'am, but that's not going to happen. Not only they have raided the Social Security Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund. They're all empty. They've all been used for other purposes. That's why when people concern themselves, the best example in Social Security, if there's more money that has to go out than is coming in, pretty much now I think it's balanced about what goes in is what goes out. But in the next 20, 21 years, that differentiate the amount coming in doesn't equal the amount going out as the baby boomers get older. And so where do we get the money from? Another tax or some other form of government enterprise that takes the money and runs. It's kind of the same old. So here's Frank in Georgia. I understand you're upset, Frank.
I'm going to be watching Congressman Wiener from New York, a very liberal Democrat. He was on one of the talk shows this weekend on network CBS, which is very friendly to liberal Democrats. And he has already begun blaming the incoming Republican House for being at fault for all the economic crisis or mess that we're in. I'm sure Congressman Wiener realizes that the Democrats have had absolute control of the government, the White House, the Senate, the entire Congress for the past 2 years. However, as he has complained for the past 2 years, the mess they've created is the fault of conservatives or Republicans, he's already begun blaming them for what hasn't yet happened. So I'm going to see if he's willing to compromise and give in on some of the free will, willy-nilly spending that he has been so closely associated with.
Yeah, he's one of the real, he's a real problem, Frank. You got that nailed. He is appropriately named. Let's leave it at that. 800-510, that is Anthony Weiner. Wiener, whatever is to, and that, it sounds pretty, I usually stoop to that stuff myself. It's stuff that I leave to other people, but he is a whiner. You listen to him and it's always the same. His bag must be what the people in his district like though, because they keep sending him back again. But it's very predictable, very predictable. There are plenty of Republicans who are the same, extraordinarily predictable in what they say. Maybe that's what the locals like. Jerome, you're in Indiana, and we want to know what your interests are here on the Countdown.
Hello, good morning. My comment is the person I'm watching is going to be Nancy Pelosi. For the past 2 years, her childish behavior has made Congress look like romper room. Now, people overseas see this. They see the way that Nancy Pelosi acts with her na-na-na-na-na attitude that she's always had. And being Speaker of the House, third in line to be president, it doesn't look good for our country. It doesn't look good for our foreign standing. She needs to grow up. Congress needs to grow up. She needs to get out of office, and that's what I'm waiting for, is for her to step down. She has made Congress, she has made Washington, our administration, look like romper room. She's got to go.
She's got to go. End of the line for Nancy Pelosi. Well, she is out. She's no longer the Speaker anyway, so she only affects that which goes on and the priorities of her district. So this, she might be a little less harmful, if you know what I mean. 800-510-8255. Rodney, you're in St. Louis, and you're on now.
Well, I'll be watching my president. I think he'll be the main action figure and center stage for this entire ordeal. Congress will be also important to keep an eye on, of course, with the new members coming in. But the main thing is that our president, my president, demonstrates more continued flexibility and continued sensitivity to the most important thing that there is, and that is the American people. I think we've gotten off track with some of these people acting a bit self-centered and running our own agendas instead of following what us, the working class, are most concerned with. Our president to this point has shown and demonstrated flexibility, and he's also shown under diverse conditions that he can actually compromise. There's been bumps in the road. I mean, there's been things along the way that maybe he could have acted a little bit differently on. But let's just keep in mind, he didn't build this road, but it's important that he lead us now in the right direction.
What's the important thing as far as you're concerned? We get some input from those of you on Twitter in a moment. 51 after on the countdown.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Plus discount.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented news talk, television and radio together, synthesized in your comments, lots and lots of them, on Twitter. Here is, let's see, we'll pick one of these. Looks like Sarah says, Tea Party favorite. On the contrary, all right, this is about the new Republican senator from New Hampshire. Those of you who are listening all over New Hampshire, what do you think about your new senator right now, now sworn in? Ayotte was the establishment pick, almost got beaten by a Tea Party person in the primaries. Palin endorsed her, but Palin endorsed a number of female establishment candidates. All right, what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Tony, you're in Arizona, and you have some hope.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say a couple of things. There's been a lot of partisan rhetoric on both sides, and as a Republican who's becoming more of an independent all the time, I want to extend an olive branch to Democrats out there to say it is evident that both Republicans and Democrats have spent way too much money that our country just doesn't have. And so whether you believe in the new Congress that has come in or you don't believe in it, it is evident that we do need to find a way to cut our spending, trim our budget, find a way to balance the spending that we have. We have spent a lot of money that we don't have. And then most importantly, we have to find a way to bring jobs back to this country, okay? We can't go competing in other countries that are paying their citizens a dollar an hour. We have to bring jobs back to this country. We have to trim our spending. We have to get our house in order. Republican, Democrat, independent, we have to make it happen. So I'm going to be watching Mark Rubio, Rand Paul, John Boehner to see if they really do uphold the election that has just occurred.
Okay. That makes good sense. Keep them under your thumb, if you will, or keep their feet to the fire. I think that's an expression that's used often that maybe has some validity here. 800-510-8255. We're discussing the 112th Congress as it begins and the usual stuff back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. Democrats preparing counterattacks already. Here's Representative Peter Welch, a Democrat from Vermont, says that he'll try to force the House to vote separately on the Medicare drug benefits and other popular provisions of the new health bill. Back to the health bill. He thinks that the Republicans are hypocrites. So, it's done with child's play. It really is some of it. John, from Maryland, let's talk about the new Congress with you.
It's going to be a funny thing to watch because all the refreshments coming in, they're going to find out that most of this mess was done by their own party. And they're going to be looking at them old bulls like orange hats, them guys who bore themselves in and only come out when the sun is shining. It's going to be a joke to watch them freshmen come in there and see what's really going to happen to them and how they're going to respond to their constituents back home. So to me, the whole thing is just a joke. So it's going to be a good thing to watch for the next 2 years. So I just watched the whole ball game, and it's going to be a really fun thing to watch. Thank you.
Well, it might be fun if there wasn't so much at stake, John. Okay, 800-510-8255. Charles, you're in Arkansas. What are you doing? Same thing?
I will probably be watching the Tea Partiers. I'm a Democrat. If Bush was elected, I have a job. I have health insurance. But I've seen what happened to those who didn't have anything, and I couldn't believe that they voted for the person they voted for. And this time I have a job. I got health insurance. And I'll just be watching those poor saps that don't have jobs, watching everything get dismantled, and keep the war going.
All right, let's go to John in South Carolina, sir.
Of course, will things really change in D.C.? If the Republicans hold to what they were elected for, and that's not the compromise. That's the hope of the principles of really cutting spending and hopefully to reduce taxes across the board. The only compromise I would like to see is for the Democrats to compromise and the White House to compromise with the principles that the Republicans, the new Republicans, now the old Republicans were just as bad as the Democrats. I like being the party of no because what's been put forth with the Democrats and the president is not what I'm for. And that's what the new Republicans were elected for, was to say no to that and really do some changes in the tax and the spending.
All right, Leo in New Hampshire. Go ahead, sir.
I would be watching Bernie Sanders myself. Seems to be the only guy in the Congress right now who doesn't talk about the upper class and the middle class as much as he cares about the poor. I mean, that's what I hear very little of. I mean, all these effects that this Congress, this new Congress is coming on, who do you think is going to get hurt the most? Do you think it's going to be the rich or the middle class? No, they're going to have to make adjustments in their lives. But the poor can't go anywhere except down.
I love those New England accents. All right, folks, good job in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 Past on the Talk Radio.